Well, Michael, the All County Football League up and running again in Derry for the new season got underway last weekend, and you have a change in form this year. Maybe you tell me a little about it.
Yeah, we're down to two 12-team leagues for Division 1A and Division 1B, and a 13-team league for Division 2, when previously it was 16, 14 and 8. So I think the reason behind it was they wanted uniform, you know, numbers in each table. But it has shortened the season. You know, you've only 11 league games, which is disappointing because Derry, we place a lot of emphasis on the club leagues and they're very well supported. On the other side of it is the leagues will be highly competitive, very few games with nothing to play for, so good for the supporters, but everybody just wants more.
And tell me, do you have star games?
We don't at all, no. I think I actually sat down with a planner last year to try and work out how a 15 game league would work. But with current Croke Park fixtures, it's just impossible because all Derry clubs want to play with their county players.
So they all
want them finished before the start of the championship. So it's very, very difficult situation.
So effectively, once Derry kick off the championship, and like whether it's through the front door or through the back door, basically club football will have to come to a standstill, will it?
Yeah, there's four league games in April, Tom, and then there's a break until the middle of July when it resumes. In between times, you've got cup competitions. Now, there's loads of games and fixtures, but they're not embraced by clubs. They don't value them. For example, last year, Lavie pulled out. I suppose they'll feel it was vindicated because they got to the county final. But this year, there's a lot of players going to America during that spell because they know they're not going to miss any league action. And it's sort of counterproductive. But unless the GAA as a whole give clubs more room, give the CCC more room to organise, there's not really much that can be done about it.
Hmm. And when does your championship throw in?
It'll not be to August time, you know. So, like, we don't have any championship in April. You know, like I saw on Twitter there that, you know, the Dublin Championship's on at the minute. But we don't touch any championship until, you know, later on in the year.
So, effectively, you've had four league games in April. It's cup competitions in May, June, and the best part of July.
Yeah, that's it. It's usually... I remember last year I come back from my holidays and it was like the 15th of July or something, and Glenn was playing Slantmail, and that was the start of the league. And what a lot of club managers who was talking to during previews there, they were saying, you know, do you peak for April or do you peak for championship? Because they're two completely different windows, and that's very difficult. And then, for example, if you're a club last year who were struggling in the league and now it's only 12, you're going to say, well, April is my championship because I have to get points on the board. So you actually have to peak twice, which is difficult.
Mm. So clubs are point blank refusing to play without their county players, are they?
Yeah, well, I actually did a wee survey last year where a lot of managers said that they would play without them. But I think the CCC's take on it was, well, it's all very well the manager saying that, but then next year, if there's a new set of managers come in, you know, so there probably needs to be some sort of, you know, I don't know, agreement that clubs have to play without their county players. Like you saw the situation in Cork there that came up there where they were actually contemplating playing championship matches without the county players, which I think is completely wrong. But I think in Derry, until clubs play without their county players for four or five games or whatever it is, there's nothing Derry CCC can do. You know, Stephen Barker's hands are pretty much tied, to be honest.
Hmm. So, and this is the second season of there'll be actually a bigger gap this year, is it, than even last year?
Yeah, there will be, yeah, because there's only the 11 games. You know, which is a worry. Like, I did an interview with Eamon Burns there recently, come up to the McLaren final, and, you know, he said that was a real concern. You know, that club players would only have 11 games. He says whenever he grew up, you know, he would be playing away for Ball on the Screen. He might be playing two games a week for Great Britain Celtic. And he says all he wanted to do was play games. And I think that's the GAA's, not necessarily a Derry thing, Tom, I think that's the GAA's biggest enemy, is that a lad can go and play for Papertown Celtic, Dungiven Celtic, whatever, on a weekend. He'll have a game every single weekend, no matter what. Whereas in the GAA, it's coming shorter every single year. And that is a worry. Mm. But it's something that has to be pushed from the top, really.
Anyway, moving on, as we mentioned, the leagues are divided into divisions 1A, 1B, and division 2. You have, I suppose, the cream in division 1A. It's Banagher, Coleraine, Dungiven, Swatter, Lavey, O'Donovan, Rossa, Marafelt, Ballinscreen, The Loop, Ballinderry, Slochneil, Ballaghy. They're the teams in division 1A. Who are the runners and riders?
Yeah, well, like last weekend, I was at Glen and Ballinscreen, and Glen for 30 minutes were really impressive. You know, the question for the past few years has been, you know, is Glen ever going to win a championship? You know, that's the question. Last weekend they were absolutely fantastic for a full half, and then in the second half Ballinscreen had an early goal, and all of a sudden it was game on. They look pretty good so far. Slanhill's game with Loop, Slanhill won by 4 points, but there was that it was finished up early, you know, with the tragedy with that happened in Loop where the game wasn't finished, and they all account today struggled early on. Ballinderry are probably having the best pre-season. They got to the final of the Ulster League. They were 16-11 up against Coleraine last weekend, and but for two goals, you know, probably would have ended up winning it. It ended up in a draw, actually. So they've had a good pre-season. Enda McGinley was probably the biggest coup managerial-wise in there. He's with Swatra. And by all accounts, their pre-season was very, very good. It went well. And last weekend, they had a comfortable win over newly promoted Banagher. You know, and Swatra played Dungiven this weekend. So I'll be interested to see how Swatra go. To be honest, their team I'm looking out for this year to see how they get on.
But Ballinderry still are probably the team to catch, are they?
No, I would say championship-wise, you're probably chatting Slanhill, Coleraine, you know, depends how Lavey get on this year, and then Glen. And, you know, they would probably be the main contenders. But what happened the last few years, Tom, is a lot of teams saw Slanhill as untouchable and that anybody else could beat anybody on any given day. And with Coleraine beating Slanhill last year, Tom, I would say it's give clubs a lot of sort of, well, not hope, but a lot of belief that here, this team, this championship is really open. They'll look at Lavey last year and say, well, here, you know, this is open. So the championship will be interesting. But, you know, the leagues with the 12 teams, every weekend there's going to be something to play for. You know, like this weekend, probably the big game of the weekend is probably Lavey and Maherfelt. Maherfelt have been promising this last wee while to actually push on and win the championship. Huge underage potential. The sort of consensus within Maherfelt club itself is until they take down a big gun in the championship, they'll not really be taken seriously. 2015, they had Slanhill on the ropes, but couldn't finish them off. You know, then last year, there was a debacle of, you know, both teams played that cagey football and it went viral all over the internet about how negative the game was. So Maherfelt and Lavey this weekend will be an interesting game, maybe to gauge where the teams are.
Looking, we'll run through the games when we're on them. Banagher and Coleraine?
Probably very hard to look past the Coleraine one here. Banagher have been promoted last weekend. They lost Conor Feeney to an injury. Himself and Peter Hagan are reportedly going to be going to America, going to be getting it tough to stay up in that division, which is disappointing because when you get promoted, you want your full hand available to you, and they're not going to have that. So it's hard to look past the Coleraine one this weekend.
Dungiven are at home to Swatra, as you mentioned. Swatra, that one of the teams you're going to be watching out for.
Yeah, and an interesting sideline there is that Michael O'Keane, the Dungiven manager, was actually the Swatra manager last year, so he'll know a wee bit more than most about Swatra. Dungiven have sort of been struggling. Conor Kelly and Paddy Kelly aren't playing football for them this year. They're concentrating on hurling. Kevin Johnson is travelling, which is a key player for them. And also Mark Craig's injured. So very hard to see anything past a Swatra one there. You know, and Dungiven are going to struggle in that bottom section of the league this year. You know, unless they can get a wee bit more continuity and, you know, a wee bit more consistency to the game. But Swatter won for me.
And you mentioned Ballinasween earlier, showed up well last weekend there at home to the Loop.
Yeah, well, that's that game. You know, that'll be a tricky fixture because of, you know, the circumstances in the Loop this week. So, but, you know, both teams, whenever that game's on, both teams will be wanting to get through that. Ballinasween, actually, they struggled for scores last week when I saw them. They'd only scored once in the first half. They only had three shots. They're always contenders for a championship, but they don't have enough scoring power. Last year, they had a really poor league, but whenever they came back from the summer break, Benny Hearn was fit, and he more or less kept them up by himself. So they'll be looking to go into that game to pick up something, but, you know, Luke would be favourites to come through that one.
And you mentioned Glenn impressed last week. They'll be tested this weekend away to Ballinderry.
Yeah, and that's actually a 6 o'clock game, which will attract a big attendance, because most of the games are on earlier in the day. So I can see a good few players going down, you know, from other clubs to suss that one out. A very tough one to call there. They met in last year's championship, and Glenn just edged it. Ryan Bell scored 11 points last week for Ballinderry. Was very, very impressive. Glenn were sort of Jekyll and Hyde, first half, second half. Glenn maybe just, you know, tough one to call. Mm-hmm. Maybe take a run down to it.
Yeah. And moving on to Division 2 or 1B, you have Drumthorne, Limavady, Castle Dawson, Steelstown, Kilrea, Glenullan, Greenlaw, Fahan Vale, Ford Lynn and Claddy. Who are the main contenders here?
Well, last weekend you would have said Kilrea, and Claddy beat them, scored 6 goals past them actually, and so they got off to a bad start. Glenullan were a relegated team, and they were beaten by Steelstown. So they beat each other this weekend in Kilrea. And both teams will be looking to bounce back. The worrying thing is Glenullan got Owen Bradley sent off to a straight red card, and Brian Mullen. So two of their most experienced players, they won't be available. So I would say Kilrea will come through that one. And they'll need to, you know, if they're going to kickstart their promotion hopes. So Kilrea for me.
And tell me who you mentioned Kilrea, who's going to be the likely challengers?
Well, Greenlock came down, Tom, and a couple of years ago Greenlock were very, very close to getting to the final of the championship at senior level, and then on Monday night past there they played Limavady, who had just been promoted from junior, and Limavady really tore into them from the start and should have beat them, but for an Enda Lynn sort of show towards the end. He scored 2-8 for them, and one of them was a last penalty. I think it might even have been the last kick of the game to win it. So that'll maybe wake up Greenock a wee bit that this division isn't going to be as easy as everybody thought would you get relegated. So from a promotion point of view, if you're asking me, you're probably looking, you know, Kilrea, Claddy, Ford Lynn and Greenlock, it'll come into that. But whereas this time last year the Division 2 promotion race was really a Banagher and Ford Lynn show, 2-horse race, more competitive, 12 teams, so more to play for, more crunch games, so exciting times ahead in that league.
Anyway, looking at the games, you mentioned Limavady showed up well last week. They're away to Drumthorne.
Yeah, I was up at Limavady yesterday, actually, at the opening of their new gym, and they were saying this is going to be a really difficult game for them, even though there was a sort of, so, I suppose, moral victory of nearly beating Greenlock. Limavady are sort of, and Drumthorne are rivals. Drumthorne are managed by a Limavady man, Declan Toner, so another link there as well. Drumthorne maybe just to come through this one, but I suppose it'll depend how Limavady react to last Monday night, but I'm certain maybe just to come through here.
You mentioned Steelstown got a good result last weekend. They're away to Castle Dawson.
Yeah, a few years ago they met in a championship final, and Castle Dawson won it literally in the last few seconds. But Castle Dawson shipped a really heavy defeat to Newbridge in the first game, and I was at it from right half back to left half forward. They were completely cleaned out in the possession stakes at midfield. They actually couldn't get their hands on the ball, was the main problem. To be fair to Paddy Bradley, he had Newbridge really well drilled. So Castle Dawson are going to have to come back with a kick, but it's a long journey for Steelstown down there, so probably Steelstown maybe to come through that one. But Paddy McGuckin, the Castle Dawson manager, will be looking for a huge response from his team, and I suppose it depends how much he gets.
You mentioned Greenlaw. They'll need to get back to winning ways this weekend. What's the prospects against Fáil Vale?
Yeah, well, they Greenlaw will see themselves as contenders, and they're missing Niall Loughlin in Australia, which not only are they missing him, Derry are missing him, but what Niall Conway has done as Greenlaw manager, he's got the best out of everybody that he has, and he's very good at that. He's a very astute manager. He will have left Limavady on Monday night highly relieved, and I expect Greenlaw to come back, you know, and come through this game and probably be well in the promotion race. Fáil Vale were beaten by 6 points by Ford Glen. I think they got a consolation goal towards the end that was fairly convincing for Ford Glen. And actually, the other game in the division is on Saturday is Ballymacogan and Newbridge. When you're talking about contenders earlier, Newbridge are definitely one of those. And Paddy Bradley has turned out to be a very astute manager, just from watching Newbridge and the way they set themselves up. You know, when I say Niall Conway's getting the most out of Greenlaw, Paddy's definitely getting the most out of Newbridge. That's an intense rivalry there this weekend, Newbridge and Ballymacogan. Ballymacogan just about beat Drumshearn in week one with a last kick from Thomas Brady. That'll be a game worth going to there this weekend. It's in Newbridge. But Newbridge will probably come through, I would imagine. But again, when you talk about the Intermediate Championship, Ballymacogan will be knocking around at that stage. They'll be in the Championship contention, and in the league, Newbridge will be well up there for promotion as well, leaving it another team at the top for an interesting promotion race.